You're listening to SBS News.
Life has returned to normal for many people in New Zealand as they attend rugby games at packed stadiums and sit down in bars and restaurants without the fear of getting infected. But some worry the South Pacific nation of 5 million may be getting complacent and not preparing well enough for any future outbreaks. New Zealand got rid of the virus by imposing a strict lockdown in late March, when only about 100 people had tested positive for the disease. That stopped its spread. For the past 3 months, the only new cases have been a handful of returning travellers who've been quarantined at the border. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern's leadership has been widely praised. She reassured people during the lockdown with daily briefings and a message that resonated: go hard and go early. On Sunday, she hailed the 100-day milestone, but cautioned that everyone must remain vigilant.
Yes, 100 days is a significant period of time, but it actually doesn't lessen any of the risk. That's daily, as long as we are continuing to, of course, exist in a world where this pandemic is growing, then risk continues. But it is a milestone.
New Zealand's economy has fared better than many predicted. The country's managed to keep its unemployment rate at just 4%, although many economists say the number doesn't account for recent job losses and will likely get significantly worse after a government-funded wage subsidy expires next month. Total infections were limited to just over 1,500, and deaths from the virus have been limited to 22. Opinion polls indicate support for Ms. Ardern's Labour Party has surged ahead as the country heads into a general election next month. But New Zealand's international tourism industry has collapsed and the country's more isolated from the world than before. Ms. Ardern's government has been reluctant to reopen the border to any other countries, even as other nations cautiously do so.
It's also worth keeping in mind that I don't believe there is any other country that has had COVID come into our position and sustained it away from our borders for that period of time. That actually is a message that it is a very difficult thing to manage and we need to be vigilant.
University of Otago Professor of Public Health Michael Baker has told news service Stuff.co New Zealand now has to look to the future.
We really have to think about this post-elimination world, which is different from anything we've known before, because we'll be one of the few countries on Earth which has no circulating coronavirus, but we are in, if you like, a world which is teeming now with this virus in most countries. So that does pose challenges. Obviously, managing our borders is a huge issue from now on, because we want to start connecting up with the world. People need to move across borders. So there's a real challenge there in managing that.
The experience of some other countries, including Vietnam and Australia, shows how easily the virus can flare up again, even when it looks like it's been brought under control. But the milestone's one that many in New Zealand have passed with a sense of thankfulness and relief. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Nikki Canning, SBS News.